Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the best for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves and provides strategies and solutions for your biggest financial challenges.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Well, I don't know if you've been watching TV or listening to the radio lately, but the gloves are definitely off in the race for president of the United States of America. Hi, everybody. Welcome. This is the Ray Lucia Show. That's me. And man, it is gonna get ugly if it hadn't gotten ugly already. Now, you will have to be the judge as to whom you want to vote for. I can just say, from a retirement and retirement preparedness standpoint, it don't look good. It doesn't look good. And it may be because for the past 10, 15, 20 years, the middle class has gotten totally hosed and are not so confident about retirement. Hi, everybody. Welcome. It is the Ray Lucia Show. Great program planned for you today. I'll be visiting with Gene Pastula, certified financial planner, in just a bit. Let's say hi to Bobby Wooldridge, who sets up all these guests and so forth. Hey, Bob, how you doing?
Hey, Gene's here. He's got his cup of coffee. He's ready to roll.
Well, that's good because, you know, Gene, he needs to get a little caffeinated. He's not animated enough when he gets on the program.
And there's donuts in the back for Gene.
Oh, yes. Just exactly what Mr. Pastula and I need. Donuts. Anyway, retirement preparedness confidence hits an historic low, according to the most recent report by the IRI. Sit back, folks. Relax. The Ray Revolution is starting right here, right now. Retirement planning seems at least to be at the front and center of everybody's mind these days, with the more recent announcement from the Department of Labor, something they called their financial fiduciary rules, which as of a month or two ago got kicked off. I think it goes into effect next year. It doesn't matter because, quite frankly, financial advisors have always had a fiduciary responsibility. Now there's a law that requires them to have this fiduciary responsibility, which I won't talk about because you won't like what I have to say about it anyway. But the Insured Retirement Institute recently released its sixth annual report on the retirement preparedness of the boomer generation. And it shows that Americans today are less prepared and less confident about their prospects for a comfortable retirement than ever before. So here's what the IRI report has to say. The confidence level of baby boomers that their savings will last throughout retirement has dropped each year since 2011. What's interesting about that is the stock market's been on fire since 2011. So theoretically, if you got money invested in the market or in real estate market's been on fire too. So we got money invested, but our confidence level, us boomers, is dropping. Doesn't make a lot of sense, but it is true. Back in 2011, nearly 37% of baby boomers were confident that their savings would last in retirement. Now in 2016, just 24% of those surveyed feel confident that their savings will last as long as they do. That's like a third reduction, a one-third reduction. First off, it's not even all that hot that only 37% in 2011 felt confident that their money would last as long as they would last. But now it's down to a quarter of individuals feel that their money's going to last as long as they would last. And quite frankly, the number's probably a lot lower than that, because most of us have an inflated view of how well we will invest that money for our retirement. And we will neglect to focus on the most important decision, I believe, that any retiree will have to make, and that is, from which accounts will you drain the money that you need, and how might you go about doing that? Because from which accounts you may drain, if you follow conventional wisdom, you will probably be shooting yourself in the foot. Conventional wisdom says, spend your brokerage money and your post-tax money first, while allowing your pre-tax IRA and 401k money to grow second, spend that second, and then finally tap into your tax-free money in the form of Roth IRAs. And quite frankly, while that may be true for some, I have not found that to be true for most. And the reason is we have a progressive tax system. And as you make more money, you pay more taxes. That's what a progressive system does. But we also have a system where the first X amount of dollars that you earn are tax-free. A married couple, say 65, gets to earn about $20,000 at a 0% bracket. Now, depending on how much money you actually have to pay tax on, your Social Security can go from either tax-free to taxed on 50% of the amount of money that you take out or that the government sends you from Social Security to as high as 85%. So this makes planning for your retirement far more critical. So now it's not just a question of confidence, it's a question of aptitude, knowledge, and planning properly for the proper distribution of the assets with respect to taxes. But it goes even beyond that. The greatest risk retirees face, and boomers, pay close attention to this, because you are on the precipice of what many feel might be an extended period of not so hot stock market returns. And the way you get to not so hot stock market returns is while you may average 4, 5, 6, 7% over the next 10, 15, 20 years, it doesn't get there without some radical change. A radical change to the downside, a violent down market. Early in retirement or just before retirement can really upset the apple cart. You heard me speak the other day with Tim Morton, who's a expert in retirement, and he talked about the sequence of returns risk. I've covered this many times ad nauseum on this program, but it's worthwhile to pay close attention to it as we talk about your retirement confidence. Because if you really want to screw up retirement confidence, I mean, the confidence numbers are going down at a time when the stock market and real estate are going through the ceiling. Imagine, just imagine for a moment what that could look like if you're going to retire in a year or two or three, and your $500,000 portfolio overnight is down to $250,000. Or God forbid you retired last month or the month before or a year before, and you're enjoying yourself, you're playing golf, you're traveling with the wife or the husband, going to cool places, and the next thing you know, your $500,000 portfolio that you've been taking $25,000, $30,000 a year out of is now only worth a couple $100,000.
No!
You're taking 30 grand out of $200,000. That's a 15% distribution.
No!
If the markets stagnate for the next 10, 15 years, as many claim, and I say stagnate, maybe you get 2 or 3% above the rate of inflation, which could happen. You're eating dog food someday. So this is important, this whole fact that retirement, the confidence is down. What is contributing to this chronic drop in retirement confidence among workers? The IRI report focused on confidence levels regarding specific retirement income planning expenditures. Two of the big worries, it says in this study, in this area include spending to cover health care and potential costs of long-term care. Yeah, we procrastinate the most important decisions. We talk about investing. We talk about real estate. We talk about financial planning. We talk about retirement planning. We talk about all this other stuff. But we don't want to talk about the two things that are most likely to put us in the poorhouse in retirement: excessive health care costs and long-term care. For instance, in 2011, roughly 37% of the boomers were confident they would be able to meet their health care expenditures in retirement, while only 27% feel confident today. So once again, it's going the wrong direction. So how do we solve this problem? It ain't easy. And that's why I've asked Mr. Gene Pastula, one of the foremost experts in this particular field, a certified financial planner in his own right, to join me on the program, as he does every single week, because we will dissect it together and help you make better money moves. I almost said, Bobby, help you make America great again, but that would tip the hand toward one politician or the other.
Then you'd have to bring the other one on, yep.
And I'd have to bring Hillary on, and I'm not going to do that. 844 Ratio, stick around.
Napa's celebrating the most important things we can think of: America, racing, and freedom, by giving you a free patriotic racing cap for spending $25 at Napa. And for every hat given away, we'll donate a dollar to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund. Help us celebrate America, racing, and freedom with a free Napa patriotic racing cap. That's Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 7/31/16.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453. 351-1453.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it would take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours.
years. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission, license number DC-32.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts, and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Spaniel. And I say no mas. That's right. No more of this crapola. This political stuff is driving me crazy. But I will talk about the impact of the election at some point on healthcare, because the Republicans now have come out with, we're going to replace Obamacare and we're going to do this and we're going to do that. And we'll see what impact that could have on long-term care, because that's something that I have a keen interest in for you. For example, I've been talking about the IRI study, and things are getting worse. In 2011, 23% of baby boomers felt they would have enough money to address their long-term care costs. But today, only 16% feel they're going to have enough money. Both numbers are dismal, but that's a 25% decline in just 5 years. So the situation is getting worse and worse, because I think more and more boomers are realizing they're just not prepared for health care costs post-retirement, or long-term care costs. Gene Pastula is one of the preeminent experts in this field, here to talk to us about it. Gene, it is getting worse on a year-by-year, day-by-day basis. I think it's because guys like us are tooting the horn a lot and bringing it to the attention of boomers. It's something I didn't think about, to be honest with you, until I was in my 50s.
Yeah, I subscribe to a clipping service, you know,
yeah,
that finds certain subjects and brings them to my attention. And daily, there's at least a handful of specific articles in newspapers around the country on the problem, and some of them do a very good job of explaining what's, you know, what the situation is. And so I don't know that anybody is doing anything about it any more than they used to.
Well, I don't think there's going to
be
an Obama, if Obamacare is replaced, which it's not likely that that's going to happen anytime soon, because it's a huge political football. But there's nothing in Obamacare right now that satisfies this need for long-term care, correct?
There's no way of, in fact, well, they originally had a provision in Obamacare when it was first presented and voted on. When it came out as a law, there was a provision in there, modest.
Yeah, until they scored it and figured out how much it was going to cost.
Until, yeah, the actuaries tried to get it to do it. That was the first, I think that was the first the first law that Obama broke in Obamacare by universally just saying, okay, we're not going to do that, you know, without having to go through the process. But yeah, it's extremely difficult for the government to do that in a way that will make any sense. It's going to have to be done by individuals.
Nursing home costs today are up. If you want a private room, which I definitely want a private room, it's $100,000. It's like $100,000 mm-hmm. a year. Yeah. Now, some people are in nursing homes for 2, 3, 4, 5 years. That's $500,000.
Yeah, it's all over the board, and of course it depends on what area of the country you're in and the level of care that you're getting. But it can range anywhere from in the $40,000-$50,000 a year range upwards of $200,000-$250,000. $200,000 a year, depending on how you're being cared for and in what region of the country. So, what it really boils down to is that in the process of doing your retirement planning and setting up your portfolio to generate income, hopefully that will last as long as you do, that there should be some provision made so that when this occurs, and the need for this kind of care occurs, your assets will grow suddenly to a place where they will at least contribute to covering the expenses of long-term care, if not solving them altogether, depending on your circumstances. And that's really the way that I think it's coming to, and certainly that's what we have been recommending for 20 years already, is because people look at long-term care insurance, which really does a great job, except that it costs a lot of money, and obviously if you never need it, you don't get any benefit from it, like most insurances, but we designed the linked benefit products that utilize a life insurance policy that pays its death benefit while you're alive if you need it for long-term care.
So you get the money either way.
Yeah. So whatever you choose to fund these contracts to provide you with long-term care benefits, you know that either yourself in the form of long-term care benefits, if you need them, or your heirs in the form of a lump sum death benefit, all tax-free, incidentally, on both sides, will be significantly more, and there'll be a return on it, and it will be equivalent to or comparable to the investments you make in the rest of your portfolio. So, it can be done, and the last article I read was just yesterday that was talking about Alzheimer's and the incredible cost of Alzheimer's and how you just can't anticipate it. It just comes on, and you have to deal with it, and how it bankrupts a lot of people just getting going into their retirement years. But that kind of thing can be devastating in a husband and wife situation in retirement. And if you can, and you see the statistics of the number of people that actually go ahead and set up a plan to a strategy in their portfolio to do something, it's 10%
yeah.
of the retired population that do this. And so, they're certainly learning about it, unless they choose not to read it when they see the headline and they're still ignoring it. But it really is, it's amazing that, of course, we always get the calls from the people who they're looking into it and they really want it, and they're the ones that already had the heart attack or the little stroke.
The problem is, only a small percentage nowadays are able to qualify for it. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to ask Gene Pastula about whether or not he believes the financial advisors, and there's thousands of them that he works with around the country, have a moral, perhaps even a legal now, responsibility under the new fiduciary rule to actually present this issue, a major retirement issue, to their clients. If you're a financial advisor, you're going to want to pay close attention to this. And if you are a consumer of healthcare products, then you absolutely want to pay close attention to what Gene Pastula has to say when we come back from the break. By the way, his phone number is 800-809-6783. If you want to learn more about this, or you can simply go to Gene's website, safemoneymonitor.com. Safemoneymonitor.com. Back in a flash right here on The Ray Lucia Show.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP health tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really, because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like AccuCheck and Walgreens TrueMetrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back, folks. The Ray Program, 844-RAY-SHOW. We'll get to some emails in a bit. You can go to RayLucia.com. Click on the Ask Ray button. I'll try to get to as many of them as I can today. My in-studio guest, Gene Pastulli, is a certified financial planner. He works with brokers and advisors all across the country, thousands and thousands of them, helping them design retirement solutions and long-term health care solutions for the public. Gene, you're well aware of the fact that the Department of Labor introduced and passed this new law that goes into effect in the not-too-distant future, where all advisors working with retirement accounts and so forth must place their customers' interest ahead of their own, something that I believed for many, many years that everybody was supposed to do anyway. But now it's law, and I think the lawyers are going to get rich off of this deal, because I don't know who the arbiter is here, but that's not the most important part. My concern, if I were an advisor again, is what if I don't bring to the attention my retired client who says, well, Ray, what about health care? And I say, ah, you know what, let's do the pie chart thing, because by the time you need the money, you're going to have so much more, because I'm going to get you these great investments, and I'm going to comply with the fiduciary rule, because I'm going to charge you less, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Am I putting myself at risk of violating a fiduciary standard by doing that?
My first reaction is no, unless you're talking about something that you actually recommend to the client that he or she invest in or purchase that turns out to be not any good, or certainly not in the best interest of the client, versus the amount of money that that you made on it or what have you. I think it's certainly a professional obligation to address the issue. What I found, I mean, like you say, I've advised and assisted thousands of representatives are all over the country. Try to do that only like one or two at a time.
Yeah, you know? I know. 1,000 people
yeah,
at the same time.
Yeah, it's tough. It really is. But in any event, a lot of financial planners just don't, they don't understand the insurance products or the strategies involved. They focus on accumulating money and investing and what have you. So their solution is always, we're just going to make you so much money that you can afford to self-insure. You can afford to pay for this. This will not be a financial issue to you, other than, if you're unfortunate enough for a long period of time, it'll cost you a lot of money. But that's a better thing than buying an insurance policy for a few thousand a year, or using some of the linked benefit products that we suggest, and never having to use it. You know, and so that's their opinion. But at least if they bring the subject up and address it with the client and point it out that it is an issue that they may end up experiencing a situation, then they've done their
professional
duty.
Well, if I were a financial advisor, I would have them sign a rejection letter or something, because it's serious stuff. You're talking about 70% of these individuals will have a need for this. And we know the markets are going to crash sooner or later. If they crash at an inopportune time, I can see the kids of the person that's now in the nursing home that can't talk or can't move or whatever, the kid's saying, well, wait a minute, Pastula, you were my financial advisor. Why didn't you bring this up?
Yeah, actually, it has happened. And in fact, there have been at least a couple of law firms that have gone public with this in promoting it and advertising for clients who feel that they were given improper advice or weren't advised at all about this, and if they would like to sue their financial planner, they could do that. So, you know, that is an issue from that perspective, but not a fiduciary, in my opinion. I doubt that it's a fiduciary thing unless, again, they sold them a bad policy, for example, for long-term care, and it came out that it didn't do the job that everybody had expected, and then you go to court over the thing and they analyze it and they realize that, well, yeah, this guy got paid a bundle to sell this product, and clearly he knew, and everybody else in the round knew that that was one of the worst products out there, or something like that.
Well, if you want to evaluate this, I mean, this is what's important, is having somebody that knows how to evaluate these kinds of decisions. Now, you'll give people second opinions and all that stuff, right?
You know, it's interesting. I get calls like this all the time, and I find that in most cases, I'll validate what the individual is doing, that I'll be able to show the person why, you know, okay, he's a little bit reticent to do something, whether it's long-term care or annuities or whatever, or life insurance policies, which can get really complicated, and they'll call because they're not really sure, and somehow I have this trusting face, you know, that people just want to know.
Handsome.
Anyway, and I find myself often being able to give them the confidence to go ahead and move forward with it, you know. So, but if it isn't any good, or if there is a problem with it, I'll certainly let them know what the issue is, how serious it is, and if they wish, I can I'll show them another option or what have you that they can consider.
Gene Pastula, safemoneymonitor.com. You ought to get your second opinion from Gene. Give him a call at 800-809.
Because I've got lots of opinions.
Yeah, you do. 800-809-6783. That's safemoneymonitor.com. On that note, the long-term care policy that you actually helped design some 25 or 30 years ago, the linked benefits plan, is a pretty easy fix here, is it not?
Well, it's certainly a way of taking a modest amount of money in your portfolio, relatively so, and creating a very large asset that can be available instantly to help pay for long-term care. And if it and if it isn't needed, if you're fortunate enough not to have to use care or very much of it, then that large asset will end up going to your heirs. So, you look at it on paper and you say, you know, this is a good return on my money. And in fact, it typically beats anything out there, unless you live until 95, and then it's only a modest return of 2.5%, 3.5% tax-free. Which,
by the way, if you went out and bought a 30-year tax-free municipal bond, you're not earning much more, if that, today. And, you know, if it's a Detroit bond, you may not even get your money back.
And you have to put all the money in that it makes it worth. I mean, we're talking about putting like $100,000 in and having $250,000 or $300,000 of value instantly become available through the insurance element that's put in place inside
that. Well, what's interesting, though, is what I think is interesting anyway, is that pays not if you it does pay if you die, but if you just can't perform two of what are they called activities of daily living, then the insurance company starts writing you tax-free checks, right?
Yeah, and you know, I hear all the time, well, my daughter will take care of me, or my wife will be taking care of me, what have you. We're talking about every single day bathing the person, toileting the person, dressing the individual, helping them in and out of bed, day in and day out, which for a time that can go on for years. I've just watched my own mother now, who's in an assisted living facility, and just the attention that they give. Now, she's pretty much able to take care of all that herself, but they're there every morning when she showers and helps her get in and out and make sure that she isn't slipping and what have you. And they assist her with dressing and then walk her to dinner and breakfast and what have you. Now, that's, you know, that's just part of the service. Can you imagine doing that, you know, for 2 or 3 years?
Every day,
yeah.
2-3 times
yeah.
a day.
Yeah, I mean, if that isn't what you do for a living,
Gene Pastula, he is the man when it comes to this. Give him a buzz. 800-809-6783. He might have a buzz on when you call him.
Buzz.
Just kidding. That Amarone we shared that one night.
Yeah.
Man, I still have, dreams about that. It was so good. SafeMoneyMonitor.com. SafeMoneyMonitor.com. Gene Pastula, certified financial planner. Thank you so much, Gino.
My pleasure.
Stay cool, will you?
Yeah, I'll try.
Well, you are cool, that's right. He's cool and he's mad. We'll come back with emails right here on the Ray Lucia Show, so stick around.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it would take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975.
800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Hey, welcome back, folks. The Ray Lucia program. Glad you're all with us. Special thanks to Gene Pastula, a smart guy, talking about a very, very, very important topic that really most of us don't want to talk about. It took me until like age 50 plus before I even started thinking about it. And then I put off and procrastinated this whole decision on buying long-term health care insurance. There's lots of different ways to buy it nowadays, and you really ought to get a hold of Gene at Safe Money Monitor and ask him about it and have him evaluate what you're thinking about and what you're looking at. We started out the program today talking about the IRI study. That would be something that I think everybody should be cognizant of, the fact that more and more people are wanting to provide for themselves in retirement but don't take the steps that are necessary. And the Insured Retirement Institute came out with this study that said it's not getting better, it's getting worse. All right, so in either event, safemoneymonitor.com, Gene Pastula. We'll get to some emails. Bobby, what do you think?
Absolutely.
We will start in Peoria, Arizona. Oh boy, that brings back some memories. Which college was I? I played college football at a JC before I went off to the four-year schools, and I think it was Glendale of Phoenix. That sound
right?
That's
out there. Yep, yep.
Is that a junior college?
Yep.
I think that was the one, and I think we won 7-6, or maybe that was
Barber.
That might have been Arizona Western, where we played in Yuma.
Oh,
in about 120 degree heat.
I was going to say, it's probably 110.
Yeah. Anyway, Kevin in Peoria asks, "Hi, Ray. I'm new to the show, but I'm hooked." Well, thank you very much. Hey, tell your friends and neighbors about it, too, there, buddy, because we'll do the best we can do for y'all. I am 40 and recently left one of my two jobs. I have over $35,000 in the company 401k that I would like to take out for educational purposes. Should I roll it over to an IRA and withdraw it for educational purposes so I do not have a 10% penalty tax? Yes, I would definitely do that for a number of different reasons, not the least of which is probably not going to take all 35 grand out at once. And let's face it, you're not going to want to deal with an administrator from an old job who you don't like or they don't like you anymore, possibly. So just roll the money into an IRA. You do get some relief on the 10% penalty tax. Now, you'll have to pay ordinary income taxes. But sometimes, Bobby, when people go back to work, go back to school, their work income obviously goes down, so they might be in a lower tax bracket. So the fact that he has to pay ordinary income on it is not that big of a deal. So, yes, I think your suggestion to yourself is spot on. That's Kevin in Peoria, Arizona. I played a great game over there in Arizona. I'm telling you, it was really, really good, even though it was hot as heck. But my coach, I won't out him because he's a really nice guy. But I was a quarterback, right?
Yep.
So he would call the plays and call the plays until, I'm on like the 6-yard line. It's 3rd and 16, and I'm looking for the play, and he turns away, and I'm stuck with making the tough calls. But I liked it better because I could call a game.
Call your own number?
Oh, yeah, much, much better. I still do that, Yep. When I watch football, I'm calling the plays. Do you do that?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, and we probably both suck at it.
Armchair quarterback.
Sarah in Bellevue, Washington. Hey, she's going up to move in where you are. You're moving in where she is.
Indeed.
Are you going to be living far from Bellevue?
Bellevue, I think, is a little too nice for us. We got to go in the slums, yeah.
It is a very beautiful, beautiful area. Hi, Ray. I just changed jobs, and my new employer has an HSA plan, health savings account, that I can enroll in. I've heard that HSA can also be a good retirement vehicle. How does that work, and should I fund my HSA more than a non-matching 401k? I think I would. I mean, you're not getting the company match, and the HSA plan gives you an amount of money that you get to use tax-free for health care coverage. It's the only investment I know where you can put money in on a tax-deductible basis and pull money out on a tax-free basis to pay for health care costs on up to retirement and beyond retirement on a tax-free basis, including buying stuff like long-term health care insurance policies. So that's a bonanza. I can't think of anything better, Sarah, than a health savings account. Now, there is at least one rule you got to become familiar with, and that is you cannot take the money out for anything other than health care prior to age 65 without paying a very severe penalty, tax penalty, like 20% severe. But if Sarah waits until age 65 and then starts taking money out, it works just exactly like an IRA. Now, the other thing you'll have to be cognizant of is some of the money early on will most likely have to be put into something pretty safe. But if you're really healthy and you don't use it, the balance of the money can be put into mutual funds just like an IRA, and you can grow that money until 65, and it becomes part and parcel of your retirement plan, recognizing that if you need to take money out of your retirement account for long-term care expenses or any of the stuff we were talking with Pastula about, what better way to do it than through an HSA? So while conventional wisdom would say, oh, no, don't fund the HSA, put your money into the 401k, no, I don't agree. Take full advantage of the company match, so make sure you max out up to the company match. And then if you have an HSA, try to max out on that as well. And as long as you don't need that money until 65, the HSA money, then you're fine and dandy. You're no worse off, for sure, but you could be significantly better off because, as I just reported from the IRI study and all the other things that we talk about ad nauseum sometimes in this program, is you're gonna have significant post-retirement health care expenses. Why not fund them today while you're in a high tax bracket, build them up tax deferred inside of a quote retirement account, HSA, and then you can either use the money to supplement your income post-retirement, or more importantly, yank money out tax-free from your retirement account, which won't cause your tax bracket to go up and increase your tax costs when you need the money the most. Health savings accounts. You know what? One of the best things we ever got out of Congress, and they're barely used. They're barely used. Do you have an HSA?
I think with my new employer, I do get an HSA.
There you go. Take advantage of it.
And the only benefit of the 401k over that is you get to tap into it if you want to put a down payment.
The 459 on the house.
and for
a house and all that stuff. Yeah, but you know, you can tap into an IRA like $10,000.
Mm-hmm.
You can borrow from your 401k up to $50,000. But there's a point at which you're beyond all those benefits or needing those benefits.
Mm-hmm.
But there's probably never any point where you're not going to need money for post-retirement health care. I'm out of time. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Ray Lucia Show. Go out and make it a great day. God bless. Bye-bye.
You're listening to the Ray Lucia Show, taking calls from across the nation and answering questions about your biggest financial challenges. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities, brokerage, or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions at 844-RAY-SHOW or online at raylucia.com.
BizTalkRadio.com.